With a week before the May 14th Republican primary for the 9th Congressional District, candidates debated on stage for the last time last night. They agreed on things like protecting the Second Amendment, opposing abortion, praising President Trump, and saying they're opposed to deficit spending. They also faced tough questions from the moderators and each other. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Tuesday night's Republican debate was hosted by radio station WBT, home to conservative programming like Rush Limbaugh. But it was not a particularly friendly venue. Here's WBT's Mark Garrison addressing Matthew Ridenhour, a former Mecklenburg commissioner who lost his seat in November.
None of the Republicans that you served with and who are friends of yours on the county commission are endorsing you. In fact, Jim Puckett has told me that he thinks you have no business going to Washington. If they don't support your candidacy, why should any other Republicans?
Ridenhour seemed taken aback.
Thank you very much. I've had a rocky relationship with Jim Puckett over the years. Frankly, Jim sees the world in the way he sees it. And if you're not 100% aligned with him, you're automatically the enemy.
Ridenhour was also asked about his campaign slogan, "It takes a Marine to beat a Marine." That's a reference to his military service, as well as Democrat Dan McCready, who has made his time in the Marines central to his campaign. Ridenhour said it would take McCready's main talking point away and would let him focus on issues in the race. But Stevie Rivenbark of Fayetteville took a dig at Ridenhour, referring to his loss to Democrat Susan Hardin in November.
I absolutely, first of all, want to thank you for your service and admire what you've done, but a female academic did beat you in the county commission seat, so I'm very fearful as a Republican of whether or not we can go toe-to-toe with the Marine conversation.
Ridenhour said he had a tough loss, but said he's still the most electable candidate.
As far as my ability to beat Dan McCready, I will tell you that there are 27 precincts that I had in 2018 in the 9th District. Of those 27 precincts, I earned more votes than Dan Bishop and more votes than Mark Harris in 27 out of 27 precincts.
Mecklenburg State Senator Dan Bishop was asked about his co-sponsoring House Bill 2, which nullified parts of Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance for the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. Bishop said questions about the law are a media fascination.
HB 2 was in 2016. It was resolved in 2017. Everybody knows where I stood. I've taken scrutiny on that nationally and actually internationally. I think people are ready to move on from that particular. There are new issues.
A poll by the National Journal last week put Bishop in first place in the race with 31% of the vote. Union County Commissioner Stoney Rushing had 17% in the poll, and Ridenhour was third with 9%. Bishop's frontrunner status was perhaps why Cabarrus County Realtor Lee Brown was willing to criticize him over HB 2, something the other candidates have not done. Brown had 5% in the poll.
I do believe Dan Bishop is going to have a challenge in the general because of HB 2, and frankly, it's because our economy suffered when that circus was going on in the media, right or wrong.
Brown's campaign is almost entirely funded by realtors, including $1.3 million in spending on her behalf by the National Realtors Association Political Action Committee. She had been fundraising chair for the PAC before announcing her candidacy.
Did you have a deal with the realtors group that I'll raise the money, then I'll run, and you run campaign ads for me?
Absolutely not. I am a woman of honor and integrity. Every word, every action, every email, every text is open for scrutiny.
Garrison didn't let go of the issue.
But it looks a little funny that you raised all that money and then got into the race, and the Realty Association is putting over $1 million in ads for you.
I am damn proud to be backed by the professional association that I've been a member of for 19 years. What I would ask is why other special interest groups are not being called to action for the backing that they've done of other candidates.
One of those special interest groups is the Washington, D.C.-based Club for Growth, which has attacked Rushing's record in Union County. The group is supporting Bishop. Rushing spent some of his time attacking Bishop, and Rushing said he could better appeal to independents and Democrats than Bishop, an attorney.
I'm not going to have any trouble bringing Democrats over, not like a Charlotte attorney's going to have, trying to bring Democrats in the Eastern District. I'm going to have a very easy time bringing conservative Democrats. They want to come to us. They want to join us. They can't stomach the babies on the table dying. They can't stomach the taxes. They can't stomach the Green New Deal, just like we can't stomach it.
The 10-candidate primary will make it challenging to avoid a runoff election. If no candidate receives 30% of the vote, there would be a runoff in September if the second-place finisher asks for one. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.